From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Cloudy days, don't the sun ever shine anymore? Stormy weather, will you always be around? When I'm down, I can't stand cloudy days.
And it's another cloudy weekend, but our weather expert says the rain will stay away for most of it, so those Labor Day picnics and other outdoor pursuits should be okay. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's also going to tell us why our new call letters here at KNKX have special meaning for meteorologists. First, Cliff, let's get some details on that Labor Day forecast.
Sure, and let me start by saying how excited I am to be on our new radio station. It's just marvelous. But getting beyond that, well, this morning we have a line of precipitation, convection, that's moving into Puget Sound right now. So sometime between 9 and 11 o'clock, most people should see a little bit of rain. But as that rain line moves through, we'll see just showers most of the day, except in northern Puget Sound. From North Seattle up to Everett, we should have a Puget Sound convergence zone that forms late in the day, so expect some heavier showers there. Now, the weekend should be a generally improving trend, or we should see that. We have an upper-level trough that's moving through today, and on Saturday morning, there'll be mostly cloudy conditions, a few showers. But as we go later in the day on Saturday, you should see an improvement, maybe even a little bit of sun. The greatest chance of showers on Saturday will be in the mountains, especially on the western side of the Cascades. Temperatures only getting up into the upper 60s, so not that warm. Now, Sunday should be a much better day. The trough will be through, maybe some clouds in the morning, but I expect a partly cloudy day, perhaps a few showers in the mountains, but not much more. Temperatures in the upper 60s, and Monday looks like a similar day. Temperatures getting up to near 70, partly cloudy, not bad at all. So the heaviest showers are today. Once we get through that, the heavy stuff will be over, and we should see an improving trend through the weekend.
All right. And you told me earlier KNKX has special meaning for meteorologists. Why is that?
Well, I laughed when I heard those call letters because they are the same as the meteorological identifier, the four letters that identify one station on the West Coast, and that's that Miramar Naval Air Station in San Diego. So I've heard those letters before, but I think about San Diego, and I'm going to have to switch to thinking about our radio station now.
Shouldn't be hard. We'll be saying them often. Also in the news this week, hurricanes, and not just the one we've been hearing so much about, Hermine in Florida. You're actually more interested in one called Lester in Hawaii. What's going on there?
That's right. You know, when we think of Hawaii, we don't think of hurricanes generally. They don't get hurricanes very frequently. But this week, they've had two tropical storms, and one is a hurricane that is approaching the general area. Now, the reason that Hawaii doesn't get a lot of hurricanes is the water is a little bit cold. You know, you don't think about Hawaii having cold water, but they're far enough north, and they're away from the warm currents. So their temperatures are generally on the cool side for hurricanes. To get a hurricane, you need the sea surface temperature to be up around 26.5 degrees centigrade. And generally, Hawaii is lower than that, in the lower 20s. But during the last month or two, the temperatures have actually gotten beyond the critical level, to getting beyond that 26 degrees centigrade near Hawaii, especially to the south and to the east of it. And so what we've seen is kind of an unusual situation where two tropical storms come in. Now, one has passed by already, and now Hurricane Lester is approaching the Hawaiian Islands. Now, the latest forecast suggests that it will go north, just north of the island chain. So I don't expect a direct hit, but there can still be effects of this hurricane. Now, with those kind of strong winds, I expect some strong waves to hit the North Shore. So if you're on Hawaii right now listening to this or you're planning to go, the thing to do is get on the North Shore of those islands, and there'll probably be extremely good surfing with waves getting up to 20 to 35 feet.
And is this something you expect to repeat in future, or is it just kind of a one-off thing?
Well, I think this is kind of an unusual pattern that just got set up this year. In the long term, we do expect sea surface temperatures to increase, and so that would tend to increase the frequency of tropical storms and hurricanes hitting Hawaii, especially as you get later in the century. The other thing we have is a tropical storm that's going across the East Coast. That's not quite as unusual, but the interesting thing of that is this tropical storm, Hermine, which is now crossing over the southeast United States, will change its energy source, turn into a mid-latitude cyclone over the Atlantic, and could plow into the northeast, like from New Jersey northward. So we're going to have to watch that very carefully.
Interesting. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations on our new website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.